The Game Sports Show would like to give a special shout out to Thrush Creative Co. and Aaron Robinson of Thrush Creative Co. for developing the Game Sports Show's website. Check it out, thegamesportsshow.com. Veer down to the bottom where we have our sponsors, headlines, and click on Thrush Creative Co. and it will direct you to his website. You can follow him on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Check out the simplicity of this website. Overall, masterful job by Aaron Robinson. And if you want to have your website done or anything business related, don't hesitate or look any further than Aaron Robinson of Thrush Creative Co. Now, without further ado, let's get to the opener of the Game Sports Show in 3, 2, 1. Booyah, and it's time for the Game Sports Show, powered by the Game Entertainment and Media, GEM for short. And it's your host, David McKeag, and boy, it feels great to be back inside SportsCenter Bar and Grill, the first in-person show since the start of COVID here on the Game Sports Show. You're listening to the Game Sports Show on thegamesportsshow.com or any particular podcast platform such as Spotify, Apple, Podbean, Podtail, or Amazon podcast platforms as well. You may have been directed here through our Facebook and or Instagram page. This is going to be the introduction to our show. I have Jamie Antonello and Justin Heichel joining me on the show here tonight for our In the Pocket segment. NHL discussion, NBA discussion, and MLB discussion. And I'm going to warn you right off the hop, our NFL segment, it will be going a little bit of extended version, including our NHL, NBA, and MLB discussion at the end as well, prepared for an additional extension of a show length here from SportsCenter Bar and Grill. But before we get into the show and before I bring in the guys, I want to get through a few things here at the beginning. As promised on previous editions, on our special edition uploads, that we have some changes in particular to our schedule, and I am able to share a few things with you, the listeners here, just so you can keep up with this. Firstly, I'm going to get to the show's schedule and the show's format. Our Monday ESPN 1400 live radio and live online editions will still be going forward with myself, Scott, EJ, and Butch. No changes to our Monday show. We'll be back to live radio in the coming weeks. Now, as I mentioned, no changes to Monday, so you can make sure you have that locked in on your calendar for live radio and also those uploads on Monday. On Tuesday, our show on Sioux Online on TV will no longer be with the Game Sports Show. We have pulled that show from On TV and Sioux Online. We are very thankful for what they have done for us with the Game Sports Show in terms of having us on there and also giving you the chance to see some faces behind the microphone. However, given our new format and schedule, we have decided to move on and turn a new leaf. And on Tuesdays, it will continue as it has been since March, since COVID has started, actually. Our special edition uploads, which includes special edition interviews from local figures and national figures in terms of athletes in the world of sports. Current athletes, previous athletes, all sports. As you'll see, a lot of our special editions currently are hockey populated, but they are to be sporadic. There'll be hockey uploads in terms of hockey guests and hockey figures, football, baseball, basketball, and also we've had curling with Sioux's own Brad Jacobs. So with our special edition uploads, that will continue to be on Tuesdays with a special guest, including yours truly and one of Alex Parr, Scott Neeson, or Brendan Brooks. And if you want to hear a particular guest, don't hesitate to comment below and recommend a guest. Maybe tag that particular guest that you desire to see on our show, and maybe, just maybe, we can arrange to have an interview and have that special edition guest upload for you on with that particular guest overall. So on Tuesdays, we will have a weekly upload with special edition uploads. If there is any pause in uploads, if we take a week off, you will be notified on uploads through Instagram and social media platforms such as Facebook or other news shows that would be updated. But we do plan to have a weekly special edition upload for the very near future, as we have a lot of pre-recordings with special guests. Now, getting to the meat and potatoes of the schedule change in format, our Wednesday and Thursday show from SportsCenter Bar and Grill and North Superior Brewing Company, that's inside Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and to any listeners that are outside of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Sioux, Michigan, or anywhere in the nearby area, that is where the show's home is, that is where it is recorded. And in Sioux, Ontario, there are two known locations, such as Sports Center, the Sioux's best sports bar, and also North Superior Brewing Company, a well-known brewing company here in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. That is where we do our Wednesday show and our Thursday show. And speaking of those shows, we will have some slight changes in those schedule formats with the show. Our Wednesday show from Sports Center Bar and Grill, we do plan to be here weekly throughout the entirety of the NFL season. So our In the Pocket segment, our well-known In the Pocket segment where we discuss football, we will have that continuously week by week here at Sports Center Bar and Grill. And after the NFL season, we will go to a bi-weekly schedule here at Sports Center Bar and Grill on Wednesdays. There might be some subject to change throughout the NFL season, depending on what happens during either COVID or any kind of sports-related content, but we do plan to have an upload for a Wednesday show every week, and it'll be either at Sports Center Bar and Grill or from our new studio that I'll get to in just a few moments. So a Wednesday show at Sports Center Bar and Grill, not much change, but it will have a change in terms of if we're going to be on location or not, and in particular with our content on that show. Now, on this particular show, we will have all sorts of sports together in one. However, as per listener request, and also myself and other staff members of the Game Sports Show request, we are going to make our shows a bit more easier for you to listen and keep up with. Besides this show, where we'll be talking about the NFL, NHL, NBA, and MLB all in one show, going forward after this show, when we have particular shows at Sports Center Bar and Grill where we're there to talk NFL or In the Pocket, we will keep the content simply put, meaning that we will just talk about the NFL or just one or two topics within that show. We will not combine all sorts of shows into one. So our In the Pocket segment will be known on Wednesdays. If there is additional content, you will be notified at the beginning of that show, or if it is an extended version. But in particular, with In the Pocket and football invading our Sports Center edition, that is what most of our content will be about, and you won't have all sorts of content within one show, so you will not have to occupy a lot of your time to listen to all sorts of different content. You'll have the ability to listen to just one specific piece of content and then await the next upload to discuss those other specific pieces of content. And as I mentioned on this Wednesday show, and giving you a little bit of a prolonged explanation with our Wednesday show here, but that's where a lot of the changes are, on this particular show, as I mentioned, from the hop, that we will be just talking about all the sports in particular that are actively listened to and followed right now. That is the NFL, NHL, MLB, and NBA all in one here tonight. But going forward, we'll follow a more strict, time-sensitive format. And as I mentioned again, Wednesday shows will be every week at Sports Center during the NFL season, in particular local football seasons, but overall, once the NFL season's done, it'll be sporadically once every 2 weeks at Sports Center Bar and Grill. With our Thursday show at Northern Superior Brewing Company, I want to remind you that Northern Superior Brewing Company is a part of the Game Sports Show family, a treasured part of our family, a big part of our family, one of our main partners and sponsors for over 3 years now, and we're very happy that they are a part of our family. But we will not be going on location as much going forward in the very near future. The only time we will be at Northern Superior, you will be notified, and it will be due to a local interview or a national interview. Meaning that if we have an interview with a particular guest that's a national figure via Skype or online recording or a local figure in person, we may be on location there. But otherwise, we will not be at Northern Superior Brewing Company on Thursdays, and our Thursday shows will no longer be an upload. Thursday shows will be spread out throughout the week in terms of relative content. So a Thursday show may be uploaded on a Friday. A Friday show may be uploaded on a Saturday. Maybe we will upload a Thursday show, meaning that there is still a Northern Superior Brewing Company upload, but it will be combined with potentially SportsCenter or its own bonus upload, depending on local interviews or based on sports content upload only. It won't be a set in zone show. So hopefully that is clear that Thursdays will not be on location at Northern Superior, but we will still have Northern Superior uploads. There'll be more of extra bonus editions, if you will. Or if we are going to be on location for whatever reason, we will notify you through other news shows or social media. In terms overall of the Game Sports Show, we've had a total of 21 special edition uploads. I want to make sure that you check out all that. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on our website. You can make the website your own homepage by simply making it on your homepage on an Android or an Apple or any kind of phone device on where you have a touchscreen mobile phone that you can make it on there, just so it's easily accessible for you to keep up with relative content of the Game Sports Show. Now, the last piece of information I want to get to before we get to our show here at SportsCenter Bar and Grill is I want to make a little announcement in terms of the Game Entertainment and Media Studios. We have and will be developing and opening a show studio, and it's an in-home office studio that we will be opening on October the 5th. It will be the open day of that. October the 5th, 2020, we'll have our own in-home and in-office studio for the Game Entertainment and Media and the Game Sports Show. That is where we'll be doing a lot of our extra uploads. We'll be doing a lot of our special edition interviews from there. That's where we'll be meeting with a lot of customers, clients, or anything of such. And also where we'll be doing our Wednesday show if we're not at SportsCenter and we're recording indoors. That is where we will be. And where you hear at the beginning, let's get back to the Game Sports Show Studios or the Game Entertainment and Media Studios. That is where we will be when we are recording. So I want to make sure that I emphasize that we have opened up a location. If you'd like to see pictures when we do open it, please let us know. But we will most certainly be posting those pictures on social media. But that is where we'll be doing a lot of our recordings going forward, is inside our studio. Now, lastly, I want to make sure that I get into discussing our overall Game Entertainment and Media and the Game Sports Show entity. Now, you'll see that a lot of shows have been saying powered by GEM, powered by ESPN 1400, and also our sponsors. Getting to the Game Entertainment and Media, the Game Sports Show is powered by GEM, the Game Entertainment and Media, as the Game Entertainment and Media is the registered business. And all the shows a part of the Game Entertainment and Media, such as the Game Sports Show, particular news shows, is all a part and powered by GEM. And in particular with GEM, we have a lot of projects that we're actually going to be announcing both locally and nationally in terms of podcasting and broadcasting. So instead of just being the Game Sports Show as an entity, we have evolved into an overall entity of the Game Entertainment and Media. But no worries, the Game Sports Show is still the name that we'll be using for our sports uploads, but it will be mentioned and also be brought to you by and powered by the Game Entertainment and Media. And I'm not allowed to get into too much more information other than that, but we have a lot of projects in place, again, both locally and nationally, with the Game Entertainment and Media overall in connection with the Game Sports Show. But if you have any confusion about what GEM is, or if you're interested about what GEM is, I can explain it to a certain extent. Just don't hesitate to reach out to me and comment below, and I will try to answer your questions as best as possible. But very excited. If you can hold on patiently and not ask me those particular questions, I can promise you it'll be worth the wait, as we have a lot of announcements to make. A lot of it hasn't been announced just because of COVID-19, and there's been a lot of pauses on particular athletics going on both locally and also nationally. So once those get back into rhythm, we can make more announcements, which will therefore develop more of our platform that we can further announce as well. So gonna take a quick breather here. We're gonna take a commercial break, and we come back, we can finally get to our show. I appreciate you being a part of this last 13 to 15 minutes with me on the introduction portion to get through the show's reformat, overall new platform, as well as getting up to date with what's going on with the Game Sports Show. I felt it was necessary, as you, the listeners, who have been so faithful and so great, and all the new followers that we've gotten, that you have an understanding about what we are doing, and we're very excited to demonstrate and put forth this new format to you, as we are going to give forth the best content at a more even positive experience and a higher experience, a more interactive experience overall for you. For most importantly, the listener, which is our number one priority here on the Game Entertainment and Media. It's Dave McKeag here inside SportsCenter Bar and Grill. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're getting to the show. As I mentioned, it's going to be an extended version. NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, all in one show, and going forward, obviously, it won't be that way. It's going to be more kind of sporadic and exclusive content-based, but we have it all for you tonight with myself, with Jamie, and with Justin. Don't go anywhere.
You can follow the Game Sports Show on Facebook and Instagram at The Game Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Game Sports Show. Dave McCaig back here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill. And I'm here joined by Jamie Antonello and Justin Heichel, my co-host here for this Sports Center edition, the return to Sports Center Bar and Grill. Jamie, feels good to be back, man. We're back.
I've never been happier. I'm not going to lie. It gets me out of the house.
You're a little excited right now.
Well, stop looking down.
This is the furthest west Jamie's been in 8 months.
I miss the West End, man.
That voice you just heard, Justin Heichel. Yeah. I should give him an introduction. I should let him talk about
his
introduction.
No, just let me lurk in the shadows.
Yeah, that's
Justin,
his MO. He loves it.
My friend, you still got the nice fucking beard. You still look sharp.
Hey, I got my first
He's never not had a beard.
Yeah, I know. He just looks sharp.
I got my first haircut in 2020 last week.
And I don't give a shit that that's bad radio. I'm describing his beard. Just think of an absolute nicely trimmed, perfect mustache. Goes down into a beard, full
the
round
exact
chin
opposite
strap.
Of mine.
I mean, at least he didn't lead
just
with
picture
the,
that in.
To my most northwest, east, south.
Oh, my God. To my immediate across.
Those days have changed. Anyone who's listening to the older editions in March, just don't even bother going that far. Just keep up to date with the new stuff, which is a great segue to, let me remind you, if you haven't heard our special edition uploads, there's been a total of 21. Check out all those. Give this a pause. Spend some time. Pause those and come back to this, because this is obviously the up-to-date content that you want to hear. But we've been plugging out a lot of content, and obviously you boys, Justin, you were a part of one show, Jamie bailed on the other one.
Things
and
happen.
Speaking of bailing, we were supposed to have EJ Russell, but he didn't bail. We bailed on him because we were a little bit late getting to our recording. So I want to give a shout-out to EJ for patiently waiting, but we apologize. We couldn't get him on.
Team meeting went long, and the Raptors went into double overtime. I mean, we're a sports podcast. We got to watch the sports.
Exactly, and it was electrifying. Sorry, inside Sports Center today.
That's the stuff I miss.
Literally, everyone was yelling. There was a lot of – the people are social distancing. I better make sure I state that for Frank Ligori's sake and ownership's sake here at Sports Center. But you have – the atmosphere inside here is just fantastic, and it made me reminded myself about the finals last year. Obviously, it wasn't as enthusiastic.
No, but it felt like that. You're right,
though. It was
partially
exciting.
That because we've been deprived for 7 months.
Yeah.
Also, but
and I haven't
it felt
seen
similar.
Your beautiful faces in 7 months.
It's been a while, boys.
It has, and we're back. And as I mentioned, right off the top, with all of our change in schedule, everything of such, it's going to be obviously a lot to follow in terms of. If a show gets moved or anything of such, but we're all here for you, and we're all happy that we're all back together and finally back in person. So let's get to the show. And let me say it. Take a breath. Let me welcome back. Cue the music, and there is no music. But just pretend there is. In the pocket, baby.
Football's
in the
back.
Pocket is back. It's been a long time coming since we've done an In the Pocket on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time coming since we've talked about football on the show. And it's been a long time coming since we followed time restraints. So let's get to it because we have time constraints. Jamie.
Tell that to your 9-minute intro.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, I got to do it.
Yikes. Damn it. Hey, that's overtime. We'll count that as a borrowed overtime.
Yeah.
Let's go to football. All right.
Do we think they're going to make it through the season?
So we're going NFL first.
Well,
we're
we have NFL. To.
Why I was going
to
say, if you want to give a brief reminder about locally.
Well,
brief reminder about, obviously, we have no sports. Just want to get that first out of the way.
Obviously, with COVID-19, we've had no sports. And there are sports running locally, to be clear, but they are either club or, league run. High school football is run under the school board, and the school board has basically pushed off everything possible. Theater productions are canceled for the year. Sports, at least throughout the fall, there's a very slim hope of a shortened spring football season that would squeeze somewhere between the start of our badminton, the end of wrestling, and beginning of track season. There's like mid-April is kind of the goal. That's remains to be seen because this past weekend, as we saw, COVID cases across Ontario are rising again. So hopefully that gets under control. But we have no local football as of right now. As of our stage 3 guidelines, as far as Algoma Public Health is concerned and Ontario is concerned, we can't have contact still. So, I mean, teams are running club basketball and stuff.
Yeah, we're not.
Who's to say
play touch football?
Exactly.
The city shut us down.
Because it says touch in the name.
Yeah, in the league name.
In the league name.
That's the best part.
It says exactly what you can't do.
Well, it's Sault Ste. Marie Touch Football League.
And actually, in the email we got from the city, it said that all the football leagues in the city are being reserved for soccer.
Yeah, football fields are being
reserved
for
football. Sort of contact, though, soccer of sorts.
Well, you They make you believe that there's contact in soccer when they go down like a ton of bricks and flail and everything.
But maybe
else,
they won't do that now.
Well, they can't.
Yeah.
If they do.
Well, good point.
I mean, I'm not going to elaborate further.
Oh, no, no. Justin and I can be.
We'll leave that to our soccer specialists.
We can be rattled beyond belief.
I mean, here's an interesting
tidbit. I love Scarps, but we could fight about this all
day. Here's an interesting tidbit for you. I read this today. Out of 1,000 football games that have been played, high school football games that have been played in the United States.
Oh, the States is actually doing really well.
In the month of August to now, they've played 1,000 football games and zero cases.
And
take the model.
And I think it's something like 30 out of 50 states are full bore.
Yeah, and like they're not like it's
like no breaks, like they're complete seasons. Haven't paused. There's been no, like, I mean, they stopped during COVID as far as off-season training is concerned, but
yep.
They
just
didn't delay the season
at all. I think that's an interesting fact.
It is very interesting.
You're up in everybody's grill. I mean, at the most, aside from pretty well basketball or
football's the most.
Yeah. And let me remind people that I know we have a lot of listeners based on the large followership that we've started to get during COVID, that a lot of our listeners, there's not just Sault Ste. Marie listeners or Sault Ste. Michigan listeners. We've expanded, obviously. We get a lot of listeners based on our percentages going even to Quebec. We also have going into the southern states. So we're talking right now Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, obviously at the heart of the Great Lakes, our local football. That's obviously where the show is from. The Game Sports Show and Jam is from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. So we have to ensure that we talk about our local sports before jumping into the national, what we're going to do very shortly here, because there's not too much to jump into in terms of local sports. But there's light at the end of the tunnel, Jamie.
There's light
at the end of the tunnel. And obviously, when local sports does get back, despite if it's this year or next, your most reliable sports podcast and broadcast, the Game Sports Show, will be there to cover that local and national, as we promise.
Until then, we have like half of a college football season to look forward to.
Yep.
And potentially an entire NFL season.
Yeah, basically exactly. Army-Navy every week. Yeah.
So the In the Pocket segment is going to be a lot deferred to what actually goes on in football. And we might even bring the In the Pocket segment to our special edition uploads, but that's for another intro at another time. So we're going to make everything work because we have a lot to talk about all the time. Thank you for sports going on in general right now. But who would have thought we'd be wearing masks going out places and be a fashion statement? And speaking of masks, the Game Sports Show will have masks eventually. I'm just throwing that little tease out there. I just haven't released anything yet. There's my tease. If anyone hears that, message me. Good for you.
We're only at least 5 months behind.
The Game Sports Show face panties. Get there we go.
Featuring Connor Henderson doing the painting. If no one knows
Connor,
he's our
much
baseball.
Better looking than the rest of us.
Yeah, so. He looks like the guy from Rookie of the Year.
Kind of does look like that kid all grown up. That's fair. Maybe it's him.
It might be.
Does he have a cannon?
Maybe he does.
But did it go away? He's got a granny pitch, you know?
You know what? Honestly?
Come on. It's such a good movie.
If you don't know who Connor Henderson is, he is our, as you say, quote-unquote,
he's our baseball
analyst.
Yeah.
But as I said, this is In the Pocket. We just briefly discussed local and reminded everyone. So if we don't jump into local sports when we talk about In the Pocket on whatever sport edition we do, if it's our Sports Center edition, if it's our in-office edition, if it's Northern edition, whatever it may be that we talk in the pocket, we may not have as local content as you figure, but if we do have it, we will bring it to you. But if we don't have it, we'll just jump right into the NFL.
I think we'll do our best. I mean,
yeah. Get interviews.
I think I have the best contacts locally out of our group here, so I'll do my best to get as many
interviews
guys on.
Or
at the very least,
stuff.
We can talk about how having football has impacted guys
and we'll do that
what they're trying to do with their schools and their players and stuff. So I think we can get that on, and we can talk about the NFL with these guys, and I'm sure we can still drive.
And we'll
as
do
much
what we
content.
Can. Oh, we're going to be good for content.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic. But getting into the NFL now.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned first before I interrupted you and said, hey, we're going to go local first. And no, I'm not going to edit that out because it's just spoiler alert that this is pre-recorded, just in case anyone didn't notice that. Hopefully, one day it'll be both pre-recorded and live for the Sault Ontario side. But we won't jump into that right now.
Tooth Fairy's still real, though.
Santa Claus, too.
Especially if I have to pause on some intros, they might not let me do a lot of live things. But I interrupted you and said that you wanted to talk about doing a full season in the NFL if you think it's going to happen.
Well,
you go with that.
Here's my thought. I mean, you look at the four major sports. Sorry, Scarps, I'm not including soccer.
Scarpino is our soccer analyst, in case nobody knows who that is. Daniel Scarpino. Look at our about page on our website.
I don't think anybody can argue that. I think the NBA has probably done it the best. I mean, the NHL has done it well. Don't get me wrong, but being in one place, a bubble, it's a singular site. You have the least amount of risk. The NHL has two cities. Now, they've been very good, and I think being in Canada was the smartest thing the NHL ever did, was put them in
People
Canada.
People were chirping them, too, at first with that.
Like, well, I mean.
Never mind.
Doesn't matter. The MLB has been a disaster. Look at how many games have been canceled. It's better now.
You can't say that it's been a disaster because the season hasn't been canceled.
It's true. You're right.
So it's disastrous.
I was worried for about 3 solid weeks. I was like, it could end tomorrow.
And I believe most of the games have been made up. So,
which is shocking to me. I'm actually surprised they didn't just call them and just say it's a draw or whatever. But
like, I think they're, I don't know. I said all along that if Major League Baseball could pull it off, the NFL would be fine.
Right. And even if Major League Baseball struggled, which it has, and even if they like stumbled through into the postseason, I think the NFL has a little bit more power, arguably. I mean, it's a bigger entity. I think like it's a much bigger moneymaker as far as a sport, which it's sad to say that's what rules the world. But I'm hopeful. There's a lot more players. There's a lot more people to think about.
There's a lot more that hinges on the NFL being a success this fall than just the league itself.
Oh, it's like a normalcy.
Like these TV deals and everything
else.
Oh,
my God.
Like these people
and it's people feeling like the world can go back to normal almost a little bit too. But I'm very hopeful.
You think there is going to be a full season?
Well, I mean, I think you'd have to have like team after team just go down, like get decimated by COVID.
I think you might have a hiccup here or there, but I really don't see that it would be any different than the bye weeks.
True.
Like the NFL, you still have that option. Like everyone has a bye week. And so if you have to maybe bump that up to get that 14 days, you know, in between games.
Yeah.
You just have, you know, I think the schedule is still flexible enough where it's not like you got games in Europe. It's not like you.
No, true.
And you still have how many? 6 division games a year?
Yeah.
Plus a bye week. So those division games, you should be able to
kind of. Those are the easier ones
jockey
to
with a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you're right. As long as you don't have a schedule that, which some of them are, where it's like we play 4 division games in the first 8 weeks. That's when it could get iffy because then those divisions could struggle down the stretch when if you get an outbreak. But regardless, I'm very hopeful. I need something to cling to.
Yeah.
Because there's
besides coming to do a recording with
us. Well, yeah, but I mean, man, I had no football to coach. That's what I live for. I love my girlfriend to death, but that's like
I've had
no football to coach.
We're just saying that because we're recording right now.
18 months, I've been deprived of quality football. I hung on to the XFL because it gave me hope.
Which is purchased by The Rock, by the way. Yeah. So fucking sick.
The start of last football season started with my quarterback.
Man, he's gonna evolve that league. You watch. That league is going to be very
well. Well, they're
going to
rebrand.
Yeah. And everything better be Project Rock with their shoes and logo. Fucking,
oh, you better believe it's all going to be Under Armour stuff. That's the only thing they're wearing.
Under Armour. I want to see that bull with the eyebrow raise. I want to see him fucking even sing the anthem because he can sing. Does anyone forget that? It kind of is Maui.
You know what, I bet you he's going to be like
he's
going to be hands off.
I think a little bit. He's going to.
I don't think he's that type. Look at him tightening.
Not so much hands off. It's more behind the scenes.
Like the brands.
Business wise, no. Business wise, but face wise, he's going to be fucking front and center.
Well, he'll do like the commercials to kick off the season.
Oh, he
and
has
stuff.
To.
And like. He'll show up come playoff time
but I don't think the gear is going to be like. I think it's going to be Under Armour, but I don't think it's going to be Project Rock. I don't think
I went a little far Project Rock, but I think you might see a couple people wearing the Project Rocks.
You might get some Project Rock
athletes.
Team swag. You might
some
get a little
Titan
bit of that.
Game people that were good in Titan games might become NFL or NFL. Jesus.
XFL
players. Yeah. Jeez. Sorry.
I don't know. I think now that. I mean, we're kind of moving away from the NFL thing a little bit.
No, we're talking in the pocket. We're still on topic. We're still there.
I really do think that this is the best chance that we have at a true development league.
I think it's the best, because of COVID.
Especially because of the amount of college seniors, high school seniors now and stuff like that aren't going to get a look.
Nope.
Yep.
You know, there's certain guys' programs that are gone. There's certain colleges the guys aren't going to get a look because
well, there's like half the
gone.
Conferences aren't playing right now.
So I mean, you're going to have these guys that are going to need a place to play, and if the borders are closed, the CFL ain't an option.
No, and the CFL season got canceled,
which I'm kind of surprised because it's Canada, but maybe I'm not surprised.
No,
because
well, here's the issue though: is the CFL like isn't as stable an entity?
No.
As
and they're asking for money, I think, right?
Well, they did. They asked for $30 million from the Canadian government and got denied.
That's not happening.
Well, and here's the part. Here's the issue though: is there was a lot of other sports organizations, Canadian wise, like the women's national soccer team, women's hockey team. They all asked for funding too and got denied. So if they were to say the CFL could have way more money than the other teams were asking after the fact, then they basically got to pay everybody. And the government's already, like, out of money because of CERB and all this stuff. Like, they've had to pay everybody. because of COVID. They're already out of money.
Pandemic pay stuff.
That's the thing, right? So the economy is going to be a disaster. Everything's going to go up now. But look at it. Well, you just bought a house. Look at house prices right now.
Yep. Like, our studio, actually. That's our studio.
Well, but the house prices are skyrocketing. Like houses that,
it's
like absolute dumps that would have been 160 grand for like a big, big house that needs
over
a lot of work is like 220 right now.
Yep.
And like it's gone.
And they're done. People are buying them up like that. Like I'm saving up for a house with my girlfriend right now. We're probably gonna try and buy next year. I don't know if I'm gonna have to wait another year.
Yeah.
Like to be able to afford anything.
And that's why a lot of the things with the Canadian government led to the CFL getting rejected.
The sports isn't a priority right now for the Canadian government.
Unfortunately, which
the American government, not unfortunately.
People, I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's like we got to give a lot of credit to our leaders, but we're not here. We're not a political show. We don't talk that political. Sticking within the pocket.
Yeah.
We talked a few things, the XFL here, the NFL, a little bit. Now let's dive into the NFL before we go to break, as you know, because we do follow time constraints now.
Yeah, I think we're.
LOL.
Dave, Justin, Jamie, Sports Center, Game Sports Show, powered by Gem. Go to
by
you
the time,
first, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to give you the floor, and this is how we're going to do this with the NFL. I'm going to give you the floor. We'll try to keep it under five each here. I only want about 2-3 minutes because you guys are mostly the football experts. Talk about the offseason, anything you want that led up to the season, maybe a season preview in your eyes. You know, what you see happening this year, everything like that bundled into a comment. Then we'll go to Justin next. I'll finish it off. We're going to save the worst for last in this instance. You go first, Jim.
Well, I think big things are, I mean, we're closing in. By the time this is uploaded, I think we're going to be right before kickoff of the season. So with the Chiefs and Texans kicking off from Arrowhead tomorrow night, so Thursday, September 10th. That's the season
kickoff.
Spoiler
alert, we recorded September 9th.
Well, I mean, it's a podcast. People understand that.
Yeah, I think
but
so. By now, especially.
You would assume it as much.
If you don't understand, then mental.
Yeah, we'll live without it. But I'm excited. I mean, Pat Mahomes is exciting. That Chiefs team's wild. I think Texans are going to be interesting. I mean, no Hopkins there now and stuff, but...
Oh, I should have picked him in fantasy.
Well, yeah, I think we all should. We all would have liked to have him, especially he just got paid that money, so he's now the highest
I took
paid non.
David Johnson.
He's now the highest.
Him.
Oh, why would you do that?
Don't
Such
ask.
A terrible decision.
That's I needed a running back.
Regardless, there's a lot of news. There's a lot of news to catch up on. We're at the end of training camp. Some injuries. People got paid.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things.
People,
I mean,
people obviously follow that.
Jadeveon Clowney's a Tennessee Titan now.
Yep.
I mean,
love that.
There's a lot of things going on. I mean, Adrian Peterson signed with the Lions. He got cut by the Redskins. Yep. So we'll see how that goes.
Or Washington football team.
Sorry, the Washington football team.
That's
I'm going to do
that.
That. I'm going to do that all season.
Yeah.
Just to be very clear.
I still call the Chargers the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, 100%. So. I've done that for 3 years. I mean, we got a lot going on. I mean, Josh McCown has joined the Eagles again as a practice squad player. He's now.
How about that sick deal that he's got, though? 12 grand a week. Stay at home. Don't get sick.
Absolutely do nothing.
Yeah. Here's an Xbox.
Yeah. Have a blast. Not bad, eh?
Learn the playbook
given
to you by Madden.
Despite the Bears signing Foles, Trubisky's named the starter, and we'll see how long that lasts. Sorry, Chicago Bears fans. I know it's a lot going on. But
Big Dick.
I mean, Leonard Fournette's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer now.
Very surprised. Let me say, if we could, for just
35
seconds. Well, 55. I was very surprised that Jacksonville cut him.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Why? He's a young guy. He's had a good sophomore year?
Here's the thing. He's been injured, and he's a first-round pick, so that means you got to pay him more now. He had a higher deal because he was a top five pick in the draft for Jacksonville.
Rookie year was fucking phenomenal, man.
His sophomore year was better.
And he definitely doesn't have attitude
issues. Yeah, that's right. Sorry,
issues.
His sophomore year was better.
What?
And he definitely doesn't have attitude issues.
Yeah, exactly.
His third year, obviously, for this past year was...
I'm not a big Leonard Fournette fan. I mean,
I love him.
I can appreciate that there's talent there.
Right.
I'm not surprised he went to Tampa. It seems like everyone's going to fucking
I'll say
Tampa.
This.
I'm surprised
well, he kind of reminds me a little bit of like LeGarrette Blunt as far as like what was going on. Like with a little bit less off-season issues.
I disagree. I think
you know
Frank
the, you
Gore. I see Frank
no,
Gore.
No, it's the worst part.
No, it's more the off-field stuff than anything.
Is
but.
That like if you're just trying to think about it, I mean, Jamie makes a good point. The LeGarrette Blunt And go back a little further to Corey Dillon.
Yes.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same goddamn story.
Now, I'll say that both of those guys figured it out and were great later in their careers.
He still has to figure it out.
And he has a lot of time, but he's only in his fifth year, I believe. So we got some time there. But, yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
That wasn't bad. That was a minute 30.
Speaking of the figure it out crowd there, Josh Rosen going to Tampa, too.
That is another thing. He's a practice squad guy now.
That's so shocking, dude.
Fitzpatrick named the starter in Miami over Tagovailoa.
Well, I think Tua only has one leg still. So
that's part of it, I believe. But, I mean, it's interesting, to say the least. How do we feel about Cam Newton for the Patriots? I know, Justin, you're going to have opinions on this. I think...
I'll go first.
Lead off.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. I actually predicted
it. Well, they named him the starter a while ago.
I predicted it on a Monday show that it was going to happen, that it was going to sign. And when he did sign, when I went on the next show on a Monday during our COVID time, I was very... I love pointing when I'm right. That's one thing that I do very much on the show. I don't know if it's because I love being right.
You know.
It must have been scarred as a child. I don't know what it was over time. But I think Cam Newton with New England is a great replacement for Tom Brady. Is he Tom Brady? No, he's not. All right. Tom Brady has got a gauntlet of rings plus an additional. So, honestly, Cam Newton is... When he was drafted, a lot of the expectations were high, right? The guy was...
Well, he's number one overall pick. He just won the national championship.
Yeah, the pedigree is there for him that he paved and obviously going into the NFL. But now what he's able to do in the NFL with the Panthers has been tarnished last year a little bit. And you know what? Injuries haven't been the greatest to him either, right? And I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but concussions have been a problem with Cam. Shoulder and concussions.
It's more so the shoulder issues that have kept him off.
More shoulders.
I think he had a few concussions, but I mean.
I wouldn't say that's concussion issues.
No, not by any means.
Issues maybe is incorrect term.
He didn't get Sidney Crosby
or
anything.
Good point. But I think him, and to say quickly, I think him in New England is a great fit. And I think they're a team that's going to finish above 500 with him this year if he can stay healthy.
I think it's an interesting experiment.
Yes.
I want to see how
Who else
Belichick
would you have gotten? Are you surprised that they would have won?
I don't hate the signing for New England.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
I think it's... Well,
it's a good contract for New England because if he plays well and they win games, then they pay him more. But if they're not great, they don't have to pay him that much.
I didn't give you the floor. Your thoughts.
They grabbed the best available player.
Yes, that's what it was.
But I think it's almost a challenge for Belichick to try to coach a player like
that. I think he kind of loves that, though.
Because it's not the traditional Belichick quarterback. It's going to sit back there and stand like a statue.
No, here's the issue, though. We've all seen what they've done with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Mm. And having Robert Griffin III as the backup, you have a similar quarterback. New England does not have that. I don't know who their guy is. It's the guy who was on the team last.
You mean Jared Stidham?
Jared Stidham. He's not anywhere near what Cam Newton can do.
Cam Newton goes down, they're in trouble.
Well, that's the thing. So you have very different styles.
Brian Hoyer's there, too, the 7-3 incarnation 100%, of Brian Hoyer.
But regardless, all I'm saying is they can't run the exact same offense when you bring the backup in. So that leads me to believe that they're not going to run Cam as much as, say,
some more of a pass?
Carolina. Well, Carolina ran him a lot when he won MVP. Their whole goal line offense was – load up fullbacks and tight ends, and let's just throw Cam over the pile.
But I think Belichick knows that he can't run him.
Right, until the playoffs.
And I think Cam knows that because the Patriots have seven different running backs, that he's okay.
Yeah.
That's just... I mean, who's that? Sony Michel's there.
James White. Yeah.
Burkhead's still there.
Those three guys.
I'm surprised they didn't go after Leonard Fournette. That's a team that I thought Fournette was going
to
go to New England. You don't think so? You don't think Fournette's kind of an upgrade over Michelle?
The thing with football.
Josh McDaniels calls an offense.
And a lot of people get caught up in thinking these guys. Leonard
Fournette
football. It's real football.
Leonard Fournette could have that. There's almost one game a year where New England runs the ball 55 times and rushes for 300 yards. He could be that game and be the hot hand, but then he could fumble twice and he'll never see the field
so
for 8 weeks.
So you don't think Cam runs much, or do you think he still runs?
It's the same reason why you never draft a New England running back in fantasy.
Yeah, I did.
Because they're not consistent. You can't count on them.
I'll throw a name out there. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Hello.
The law firm. There it is. Where is he now?
Cincinnati and then retired.
Not a law firm.
It'll be the XFL suit.
Yeah.
No, not even.
No, he's done. He's too old.
He's old.
Next up for you, James.
Regardless, I mean, I'm excited to see what New England does. I know Justin hopes that they go 0-16.
But I'm not going to say it.
I don't blame you.
You know what?
I don't even. It doesn't bother me now.
No?
No.
I'm kind of surprised.
Because he's gone.
You know what? That means you've grown.
You know what?
You've grown in the past 7 months.
Yeah. You've grown as a person. But
your thoughts, though, Jamie, like, because obviously, you know, getting our own 5-minute window, we've kind of spread away from. But your thoughts, like, this year, predicting who's your team? I know who your team is, but, like, who is.
Who do I think is going to go deep in the playoffs? Is that what you're asking?
Like, overall season success, player success with certain teams, good fits, stuff like that.
I mean, as long as there isn't major injuries, I don't think if there's, like, you're going to have, like, I mean, I think we can go division by division in a minute here and kind of nail who we think is going to win the division, and that could be a bit of a talking point before we do our picks.
I like that.
But
Spoiler alert, we're doing our picks.
We always do.
We haven't forgotten to do that. Yep.
But, we'll get into that. There's going to be people that are going to have a lot. Lamar Jackson's always fun to watch. Pat Mahomes. I mean, those are the two easy ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the MVP and the guy who won the Super Bowl, so those are the easy ones. But, and spoiler alert, they're probably going to win their divisions, but... I think some more interesting stuff just before we get into that is, a big thing of contention I've kind of seen the last little bit is like players are worried about not being able to exchange jerseys, and now it's been said they're going to do it by mail, which is a little lame because you don't get the picture, and that's kind of the whole freaking point. But, I mean, you don't see it, but the players will still get the jersey, but, yeah, I think it's a little odd. But
I think they're just going to do it in the hallway after.
100%. You're just not going to see it as a picture.
Yeah.
All right, so we've held off, and Justin, I know you're probably don't love this guy, but Tom Brady in Tampa Bay now.
I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I just want to see how it all shakes out.
I think that division is going to be such a sideshow.
I'm praying to God that New Orleans hangs on and wins, but.
They're still a favorite. New Orleans still a favorite that division. I have Breeze and Thomas in fantasy. They better fucking click this year again. I better see fucking.
What do you mean they better click? Like they haven't clicked?
No, this year don't have a fuck up year. Give me 85 points a week.
What are you gonna do? Cry about it like Michael Thomas and hope he gets points added on Monday afterwards?
Yeah, literally, I want 85 points a week from those two guys. I want 85 points a week from those two guys alone. Fucking okay, Breeze. Well,
that'd be an insane week.
Call 2011.
I just think it's hilarious that Gronk came out of retirement. I mean, he's still going to be a stud.
Are you surprised he came out to Brady?
Not really.
He lost the 24/7 title to go back to.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, fuck. But our own Intercontinental Lynch called him going to wrestling, and he did.
Having Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, I mean, that's two good weapons. I mean, they're going to be okay. Their O-line's actually okay. Like, that Tampa O-line's not bad. So whether or not the defense can hold up, and if, I mean, Tom's old now. But he's been old for five
still
years.
Still is the GOAT, man.
Yeah, I
you guys may hate to say it, but he's still the GOAT. He still has six rings on his finger.
I watched some practice videos and stuff, and like he looks good.
Well, he looks fine. Looks fine.
I fucking hate to say it. Everyone knows how much I hate to say out loud. But guess who I got as my QB2 on my fantasy team?
There you go.
Tom fucking Brady.
Yeah.
Who's your QB1?
My boy, Philip.
Who's your wide receiver, too?
Oh,
do I say it?
We're getting deep dive.
No, we don't want to say that yet. Are we saying that yet?
No, I'm not taking my boy with the Cleveland Steamer.
There we go. People know what I'm talking about.
But
the hot receiver.
No, I actually took contract to your Cooper Cup. But
there you go. Nice. Love it. That's actually not a bad pick. Moving on. DeAndre Hopkins is now a Cardinal. So you're going to have Kyler Murray chucking to him. He just signed an extension.
Watch Kyler Murray this year. I'm pumped to see what
he
does
this
year.
Cliff Kingsbury next year.
Yeah, watching him and DeAndre, you know, him catching the balls from Murray.
Their defense is decent.
Defense is good.
Yeah.
But
78 overall rating in the NFL. What a slap in the fucking face for Kyler Murray. Nah, fucking NFL, man.
Hopkins signed a 2-year, $54.5 million extension.
Mostly guaranteed, too.
It's mostly guaranteed. Almost all the contracts are going
to
be like that now.
Does he want to donate by chance?
Yeah. No, he's not. Kaepernick is back in Madden.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick has returned to Madden.
This is a touchy point this week.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Like, isn't he better than Sam Darnold?
That's the thing, right? They've put his rating. I don't know what his exact rating is, but he's better than a lot of quarterbacks in the league. And I think that EA is trying to make a point.
And they made it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Leonard Fournette, we've talked about him. His first quote as a Buck was I now have a quarterback for the first time in my NFL career.
Oh, what a dick.
It's a tough look for the Jacksonville Jaguars of the past 4 years.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, coming from
the boat.
The Jacksonville Jaguars that almost beat the Patriots and made it to the Super Bowl.
That's the thing.
Like,
it's a tough look. It's an absolute
tough
look.
You give that team a better quarterback, they might have made the Super Bowl that year.
No, they just ran into the Patriots.
That's the issue, man.
And they got caught in the aura of the Patriots, I think. That is the...
Yeah. Von Miller.
Out for the
ankle injury. Jeez. They're now saying he might be able to come back late, but it's
so
very
he's out for the year.
Yes. Ryan Shazier has officially retired. Yeah, I mean, your boy.
Good for him, though. Yep. Good for him.
I mean, hey, I'm just happy the guy's going to be able to lead a fairly normal life moving forward.
Hey, he got to retire on
he'll
his
be,
own.
Oh, that's he'll awesome. He'll be a part of the Steelers staff.
And well, and the number one thing, I think, Pittsburgh, like, as an organization, so classy because they kept paying him. Like, there's opt-outs in the contracts built around injuries.
True.
And they paid him his full salary that year that he was trying to recover and get back to walking.
And, I mean,
that's massive for a guy.
NFL teams can just walk away from you.
100% walk away.
Throw you in a garbage dumpster and see you later.
And they paid his, like, $9 million or something that they didn't have to pay to him. But that's valuable money for him because he can, at the very least, plan now my future. I can put this money
in rehabilitation and everything. Yep. It's not cheap in the States.
Nope.
It's not like Canada where you get
so
that for
different.
Fucking free. You go to the States, you got to pay the $200 for me. You know how we pay $60 for physiotherapy? Fuck that. It's fucking $250 over there in the States. No offense, state listeners.
No, but
we have a lot of them.
In the States, you kind of get screwed. Like sometimes, like some shit you get, you freaking almost be a death sentence.
Absolutely.
Again, no offense, state listeners.
No.
I don't even know that we're trying to cause any offense.
Oh, no, so
they agree.
It's true.
Agree with us. Trust me, they agree with us.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the States that are missing Obamacare right now. I can guarantee it.
Oh, don't even get that started. Don't even open up that right
Regardless. happy for Ryan Shazier.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he's
that injury. I watched that game, and
same.
You watched that, man. I was literally like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's one of those
that,
moments.
That guy might have a broken neck, or like the way it looked, right? Neck, back, you knew something.
I think
was
if
wrong.
You were everyone that watched that knew.
Yeah,
that was bad.
Yeah,
that wasn't good.
Kind of like when what's the guy? I always forget his name from the Cincinnati Bengals that hit Antonio Brown and knocked him out.
Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, fucking guy. I thought Antonio Brown had a broken neck a couple
times. When we were younger, there was a player. There was a tight end for the Bills. Who broke his neck on a kickoff.
I remember
this
that.
This was maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually a huge Sports Illustrated article because it was the doctor who saved him, like did some breakthrough freezing procedure and got him, and he saved his spine and stuff. But it's those things. I remember watching that hit, and it's like you know right away. It's those things that
– And he was
don't go
the
away
defense for the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Shazier, I mean –
Big loss for that, the steel curtain, if you will.
He'll be remembered
really
by the
curtain,
Pittsburgh faithful for a while.
Oh, he'll be a staff member for a long time.
Moving forward, Jalen Ramsey has agreed to a 5-year, $105 million extension.
His TikTok today with all his gold chains.
Yeah, he's wild, eh?
He's going to play hockey soon. You want to go one-on-one? I'll play him in hockey.
Oh, I forgot that he was going to do that.
Yeah,
eh?
Where'd that go?
I don't know. He's got to go against Tre'Davious White in net, though. That's what has to happen. But
I would literally love to. I'll offer.
Speaking
to play
of guys who got extensions,
and fight him for fun and lose.
So, should we make our picks for divisions?
Yes, let's do that. So,
I got it right here. If you want me to lead,
yeah, you will. Before I say, obviously, we changed from the beginning that we're going to go back and forth with thoughts. You took a better lead with that by just going in with different topics. Love that. So we'll get into our divisions, and then we're going to get to our picks.
Yeah.
Now, last year, and I wish I had the numbers to prove. Between us, Justin, I had more win picks than you.
Yeah, I was very inconsistent because I wasn't here.
He wasn't here. Jamie wasn't here.
I won the year before, I'll say that.
Although I took a lot of flyers on.
So
I picked against the Patriots
every
week.
Yeah, you did. A lot of times.
You got to do it, though.
I will say flat out, Jamie will still be your Pick'em Raider champion, okay, because he did win in 2019. We did not crown a winner in the... the last season. So we will redo that this year. And we'll
I
have
got my little
trophy
at
to
home
the present.
Sitting on the shelf.
Yes. And what I'm going to do is since once we, especially with the studio, I'll be able to have a whole different kind of format. I'll have to keep it the old school way with keeping notes of what we pick. But eventually that will change once we're in studio officially again and in our new studio, if you will, because... Getting our own stopping grounds is exciting. And Jamie, I'm going to give you the floor now before I continue to ramble on too much about divisional picks. if you want to go into future picks, and then we're going to make our overall week one picks before we go to our first, well, it'd be our first official show in break, but our second break overall. Go.
AFC East, who we thinking? So we got Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. I'll let you guys lead off. We'll kind of rotate who picks first here.
Bills.
Just, you want to take it? You're going Bills.
Bills.
Dave, you got a thought there?
Between the Bills and Patriots still. I'm going Bills.
I think most people are there. I don't think the Jets or the Finns are anywhere near ready to
no,
go.
No, not yet. The Finns are not there. The Jets, I don't even want to. I hope, no. Just the Jets as overall as a franchise.
Yeah.
Need to take note of something else, if you will. I'm gonna go with the Bills.
You're going with the Bills?
Yes.
I want to go with the Bills so bad, but I think I'm going to stick with the Pats. I'm not going to say it's going to be a 13-3 season, but I think we might get a couple 10-6 ties and then a head-to-head going on, something like that.
And I'll flat out
That's
say
my thought.
With our pick'em as well, the divisions don't count. The pick'em comes from the weekly picks
yes,
of the game.
This
games.
Is just a nice
This is just a nice thing for you to plan out your
bonus.
Season. Yes.
We could treat this as a tiebreaker if we end up tied at the end of the season.
I like that. It'll now be the tiebreaker.
All right. AFC North. So we got Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Dave, I'll start with you. I know where you're going with this.
I don't honestly, man, I'm going to be realistic as an analyst for once in my life. It's going to be the Ravens will win the division, and the Steelers will have a better year. I think they're playoff bound this year for sure, especially if Ben could stay healthy. And yes, people are going to be like, you're a Steeler fan. Obviously, you're not a fan if you don't pick. Listen, we got listeners. I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to be honest. And the flat out tell you that the Ravens, I think, are overall still a bit of a better football team, but the Steelers will finish second.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Ravens as well. I think
surprise.
I don't think this is going to be as runaway a division as people think. I still think the Ravens are going to figure it out.
I'm taking the Ravens as well, but I'm thinking that. Here's my wild card pick out of all of this.
The Browns.
The Bengals are going to have the second best division.
Oh,
record.
Fuck off,
Joe Burrow, baby.
Joe Burrow.
And nah, he's going to get an ACL tear.
They're actually it's nasty. AJ Green leading that room as the old guy now is kind of nasty.
Unreal.
Tyler Boyd's
John
sick.
Ross.
Good. Well, if he can stay on the field, yes.
The Browns would be better than the Bengals this year.
Interesting.
Especially if Odell gets.
Sorry, I was going to say.
Why can't you say it? Are we not allowed to say it?
No, you can say it.
So Especially if Odell gets.
I mean, like, I tried to go without laughing about it.
But he's the number two receiver now to Jarvis Landry.
I thought he was the Browns at number two.
Yeah, as exactly. They're going to finish second in the division. That's his favorite number. He's changing his number. I think he's going to be 12 instead of 13.
As long as the guy gets shit on before every game, he's going to fucking pick 3 touchdowns a game, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
I thought he was going to pick 2 touchdowns a game, but that's fine.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm done.
I don't know.
I'm out. See you guys later.
It's too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. We won't keep doing it.
Low-hanging, if you will.
Yeah. Moving forward.
Rim job.
AFC South. Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans. My turn to lead. I think the Texans are going to win the division. Sorry, Just.
You're high.
It's on to you. I'm going to go Texans.
Did you say you said Texans?
I said Texans.
You're on drugs.
It's Colts, Titans, then the Texans, then the Jags. What are you? Deshaun Watson's
of
great.
Of course you went with your team.
Well, they got no running game. They decided to bank it all on Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks, both of whom are injured going into tomorrow.
You're not wrong, but I think it's going to be a wacky division this year.
They only have Kenny Stills as a healthy receiver going into tomorrow.
I'm going to say the Jackson. Just
Jacksonville.
The Jags?
No, just kidding. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans, boys. Come on. I got to be on. Titans were hot last year. They went deep in the playoffs. And I think Derrick Henry is not going to be any fluke. I think he's going to have a great year. I missed him. I had him highlighted in fantasy as a pick away. I love Derrick Henry. I think that team has a good kind of everything with Crowley there as well. Obviously, butchered that. But
Clowney.
Thank you
Clowney,
very much. Yeah. I clowned that, if you will. And I think they're the team that's going to win the divisions. If you want me to give you rankings, it would be Colts second, Texans third, Jaguars last, and the lucky to win 3 games of Jags this year.
Yeah, that's accurate.
See, I just think the tape's out on Derrick Henry.
It might be.
That's where I'm at.
See, that is a good point.
I don't think the tape's out on Lamar.
But he's gained about 20 pounds.
But I think the tape's out on Derrick. Yeah, that's fair.
That's where I'm at with him. I think the Titans are going to be good, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm biased. Our offensive line is good. We've got probably the best running back prospect coming out of college.
We're saying we're.
Yeah, I always say we're.
We're means Colts.
Listen, I cheered for every goddamn game last year.
Yeah, man.
I cheered for every game.
You've been
game
cheering
Peyton
for
Manning
every
broke
game.
His neck.
How about Andrew Luck?
Justin is one of the most diehard
How about Andrew Luck?
Fans I've ever
just
seen.
Kidding. I won't.
He's going to come back and carry the XFL.
He's going to come back and
there
sign.
It is.
He's going to come back and
player
sign.
Coach.
He's going to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just
no, he's not.
No, he's
no.
not. Proceeding.
I'll cross the border for that one.
There we go. AFC West, boys. So we got Broncos, Chiefs, Las Vegas Raiders, LA Chargers.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the division where nobody knows what city they're playing in. starting with you, Justin.
I'm yeah. going with the Chiefs.
It's tough not to pick them.
See, honestly, as I make the note here, I actually had a very tough choice choosing the Chiefs or the Raiders. I like the Raiders this year. I don't know. I said that last year, too, and I was a fucking disaster. So, but I am saying the Chiefs. That's my final answer.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs as well. It's I just don't think any other teams are ready in that division.
Are they ready for a number two?
Oakland's creeping.
Oakland's getting there.
Vegas.
Oakland? Vegas, bro.
We did it. We both did it.
Yeah, best arena in the league right now, too.
It's pretty silky.
So fucking
sick. All right, moving to the NFC. We got the NFC East. Yep. So the Dallas Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Washington football team.
Thank you.
Dave, you're leading.
That's nice choice. Okay. Cowboy fans are going to want to come to my house and give me a kiss, I think, for this. I'm saying the Cowboys are going to win this division. The Eagles will be right behind them, like a game behind them. The Giants are going to be in rough shape. Washington's going to be in rough shape, in my opinion. I think it's a two-team division going with the Cowboys.
Man, this is one division that I honestly think could – I mean, the NFC East every year, I think, is just kind of up for grabs.
You got a 50-50
almost.
Chance, Cowboys or Eagles?
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
That's okay. Yep.
See, I am going to.
You think the Giants?
I'm taking the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Primo, Matt Primo, or other football analysts, if no one knows who that is, would be kissing Justin right now.
I think Daniel Jones is – he's got the special stuff, man. I don't know what it is about him.
The year two stuff is interesting, though, with quarterbacks. That's always my
issue. Are you saying he's going to pull off Lamar Jackson?
No.
I think he's good. Like, I really think –
I think he's a good quarterback as well.
I don't know that
I'm worried the jury's out after year one, though, on him. That's my only worry, but –
And I think like the Dallas Cowboys are the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NFL. They're gonna sell the most merchandise on the planet.
Yep.
They're gonna have the most obnoxious fans on the planet.
Yep.
And then they're gonna be awesome for the first month of the season, and then they're gonna sandbag it and be dog shit the absolute rest.
There it is.
And that's coming from a Leafs fan. And I watch a lot of games with Cowboys fans, so I know what it's like to observe the cycle.
You're not wrong. NFC North, boys. I get to lead here. So we got the Bears, Lions, Packers, and Vikings. My pick is the Packers. I know that's the easy one. I just think, I mean, Aaron Rodgers in year two with the system, I think they're going to be even better. I think they're going to be good, man.
Yeah, you know.
You going next, Just? You go next. Take it.
It's tough in this division to pick a winner. That's
Lions are getting better. The Bears' D is unbelievable. Like Vikings are solid.
I think if the Lions could start to hit it, if their run game got going, they'd be fine.
Their D's lights out already.
Stafford just needs that.
That's Stafford.
He just needs a little breathing room, man.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. I think the Packers probably win the division based on the running game.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I'm going to be a big fan favorite, especially when it comes to our Michigan listeners. I'm going with the Lions. I actually had written, and Jamie contested, I thought Justin was going with the Vikings with the pick, but you went with the Packers. I'm going with the Lions because I think the running game is going to improve from a certain standpoint, not with Adrian Peterson, but I think it's going to be utilized in kind of a, what do you call that? When you have two people going at dual, like I don't know the right football
backfield
term.
By committee.
Yeah, thank you very much, committee.
Rookie too.
Yeah, they,
I forget who they drafted.
Slay, it's not Slay, but anyways, point of the
Darius Slay's
it is
corner.
He's a corner. That's right. Thank you very much. I don't know why I just taught myself mid word there, but overall the Lions because I feel like they're a team that has something to prove, and I think this is the year for them to do it.
Hey man, there's a lot up and down. I mean, that's the whole.
And
point
it's
of the
fucking
show.
2020. That's why I'm also saying the Lions.
NFC South. Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks, my pick. We all know, but Justin, you get the lead.
Yeah, I'm going to blow everyone's mind here, and I'm going to take the Falcons.
Oh, Dane will be so happy.
It's you
Dane Hancher, one of our hockey analysts, if anyone doesn't know.
Two girlies, one cup.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
holding
that.
Holding it down.
Yeah,
we'll see if he stays healthy.
Well, for two reasons, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints. One, I got Drew Brees and Thomas in fucking fantasy, so I need them to be hot. And I think they still have something to prove, and I think they have something to prove big time this year, especially with Tom Brady and Gronkowski being in the division. So going with the Buccaneers.
And finally, we're at the NFC West, so we got Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. Dave, it is your go to lead. Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks.
Honestly, I was all over with this. All right. And I was upset this year I couldn't take Russell Wilson. I had Russell Wilson for the last 3 years of fantasy football. And I talk a lot of fantasy because that's my life as a fantasy when it comes especially to football. This is going to be one of, if not the most competitive divisions this year. It's going to be hard. If you're an expert in choosing teams, I think this is the division where I think is the most tough, to be honest with you. I honestly think this is. Maybe the North is of the NFC because of how up and down it could be. But I'm so, like, I'm taking a little bit of airtime here.
You're killing
me,
Dave.
But
pick a team.
They got the Cardinals, the Rams, the Niners, and the Seahawks. Jimmy G, I got to go with the boys with the 49ers. I think that's the obvious pick. I think they have a lot to prove. And I think they're a team that might even be a favorite to return to the Super Bowl this year. A little spoiler to what I think. So, going to the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners haven't lost a whole ton. So, they're definitely a favorite.
Aside from giving their defensive line to the Colts.
Well, yeah, they lost some of that, which is going to make a difference. But on the whole, they managed to retain most of that Super Bowl team. But
on the whole.
I'm going to go. Okay, that's. Why are we back to the Browns talk? Seattle Seahawks. That's my pick. I'm going with the Seahawks. I think they're gonna get over the hump again.
Yeah, I'm hard on Seattle. I mean, yeah. They're pretty well, to me, the Patriots of the NFC.
I love Russ. He's my favorite quarterback.
Why doesn't the Cardinals or the Rams? Why doesn't the Rams get love?
Because the Rams are a shit show.
The Rams are going to be in last in that division. I don't think Arizona's ready yet.
No, they're going to be.
Arizona's going to be very good. Hopkins and Kyler are going to win them some games, but they're not ready.
They're not there yet. The Rams blew their load 2 years ago.
Exactly. The Rams are toast. Jalen Ramsey just got paid. What's he got to play for now?
Well, that's it. What Aaron Donald's paid.
And that shit-ass fucking
Cooper
Super Bowl.
Going to have to go somewhere else to get paid.
That's exactly it. They can't afford
to
keep him.
You're going to have Goff and no one.
Ready for the picks, boys?
Let's do it. Then we'll wrap up because we're a little bit extra.
That's all right. We're always a little bit extra.
It's our first show back. It's something I get to quarterback with this.
You do?
I do.
Make sure you record our picks.
Oh, yeah. Jokes aside, yes, I have to do that. So, honestly, I think the best way to do that would be a Google Doc because then it's shared and we can see it. But besides the point. Getting into week one of the NFL, which starts September the 10th, that being tomorrow, based on this recording between the Texans and Chiefs. I'm sorry, Texans. It's going to be a rough opener for you. Texans and Chiefs. You got my pick, basically, right there. Why do I need to say it? I'm going Chiefs. I'll start it off. Boom. Heichel next.
Yeah, Texans probably bend over and touch your toes.
It's going to be close. Yeah, Chiefs all the way on that one.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes lives up to that, you know, that contract first game? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's very good.
I think he's just Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he's just going to do magical things, and everybody's been dying for football, and he knows he's on the number one stage, and he's got $500 million. Go play.
Is that good?
It's good, yeah.
I mean, he got part of the Kansas City Royals. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's a part owner of a baseball team now, so.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was a great stuff that they had him in the stands for, too.
Pretty wild.
By the way, with you guys buying me a bit of time, I was able to start the Google document. The Jets and Bills.
Yeah,
Heichel.
Bills.
Why not the Jets, boys? Just kidding. It's a clean sweep for the Bills, and I think it's going to be a
usual, we got week one, so, I mean, we're all probably going to go like 8-8 or something stupid because nobody ever knows.
Nah, I'm going to fucking sweep the board this year.
All right, good
fucking
for you.
Undefeated season. Undefeated fucking year. Follow me for Pro Line. Yeah, they're not a sponsor, though. Green Bay and Minnesota. Jamie.
Well, I'm going to go against the board. I'm going to go Minnesota because it's
home?
In Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Did you go Minnesota?
I'm going Minnesota.
Justin.
Green Bay, just because one of us has to be right.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. The reason why the Vikings is just that. Just the Vikings. I don't think Green Bay is going to be as superb this year. I just don't think the Vikings or the Packers story are going to be as good as people think this year. I'm sorry, I don't. 500 team. I can't believe I said that. Eagles and the Washington Football Club. I'll go first. I'm going to say the Eagles.
Eagles.
Washington.
Hey.
So we have two for the
Eagles.
For the Eagles, and we have Justin for Washington. So. Washington Football Club. Are we going to have a name for this team?
No, they're the Washington Football Team.
You think they're ever going to change?
Well, maybe, 100%. But for this season, they're eventually. The Washington Football Team.
Yeah. Browns, Ravens, Justin.
Can I? Should I say it?
Yes.
The Browns are coming in second?
Yeah.
And the Ravens are winning?
I think we all are in agreement here, aren't we?
The Ravens, because I did say they're going to fucking win a division, and they're one of the biggest rivals of the fucking Steelers, and I said that. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shot. Moving on. The Colts and Jaguars. I don't even think we need to go to Justin's pick for this or anybody's pick.
Colts.
Colts. Yeah. Are we in firm agreement?
Yeah.
Jags are a disaster. They might have the first
overall pick. See the video of the guy who had all the jerseys?
Oh,
of all the guys who got fucking traded? That's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
That sucks.
That's hilarious.
That does suck.
Life sucks sometimes. Raiders, Panthers, Jamie.
It's in Carolina. I think this is a tough one. I mean, I think the Raiders are going to get it. And I'm going to go with Las Vegas. Just, I think Panthers are weird, man. I mean, McCaffrey could also go off for 45 points and win them the game, but I'm going to go with Vegas.
Me too, Justin.
I'm taking the Panthers. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to come out and just.
I like Teddy. That's
Teddy Bridgewater.
Man, the receiving core is insane.
They have a good receiving core.
Seahawks, Falcons. Me first, I believe.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to go Seahawks, Justin.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
It's in Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Seattle as well. I think Russ is gonna carry him through. Sorry, Dane.
Poor Falcon fans. Dolphins, Patriots. Oh God. Dolphin. Hey, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna go first on this one. Dolphins are winning this game. I'm sorry. I'm gonna flat out say it's gonna be a rough opener for Cam Newton. Won't be a rough season. But the Dolphins always got their number in the season.
You say that, but I mean, division games are always the ones that the Patriots lose every year.
Yep.
So that being said, I'm still going with New England.
Okay. Justin?
It's in New England.
2020 is a weird year, people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to take the Patriots.
There we go. That is the first time we've ever heard that.
I've ever taken the Patriots.
It's Tom Brady.
5 years.
Yeah. And because Tom Brady's not on the team.
It's because Tom Brady's not there.
We're breaking new ground.
Chargers, Bengals.
Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. And yeah, I'm going to go with Cincy as well.
No.
Burrow Cincinnati's not going to have.
Nope.
What a battle.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
I love Joe Burrow, man. LSU was so much fun to watch last year.
Going with kind of an underdog in this game. I know the Chargers had a little bit of a change in their offseason. I'm going with the Chargers. Going to feel it for the Chargers. Recorded Cardinals and 49ers. Jamie.
Niners. It's in San Fran.
Justin.
I'm going to say the Cardinals, showing off their new toys.
There we go. Hop.
Hopkins, how many touchdowns does he get in this game? Just a little fun little tidbit.
I bet you he's got like 10 targets, but like 4 receptions.
Yeah, it's going to be something dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Dude, this is the most marquee matchup of the week, obviously, and it had to be this way, the Bucks and Saints.
Well, I mean, yeah, week one of
Jamie's
Tom
former
Brady.
Team against his new team because he switched teams.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Jamie, go first.
The Saints. Jamie Bowl.
The Jamie Bowl.
That's what it's called.
Saints.
Why won't you pick the Bucs, Jay?
Because you know why.
Justin.
The confliction showdown.
That's it. Give me an affliction t-shirt.
You going to pick the Bucs? Is Tom Brady throwing 3 touchdowns this game or what? To Gronkowski?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I'm going with the Saints. Rams, Cowboys. Justin, you know what? You go.
You almost. Is it in Dallas?
Yeah.
No. It's in LA.
It's
and
in LA.
It's the Sunday Nighter.
Dallas always fucks up Sunday Nighters.
They're 2.5-point favorites right now. Dallas is.
I'm still going to take Dallas. Zeke over.
Whatever.
Whoever.
Who?
Yeah. Malcolm Brown, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Jamie.
Dallas.
Clean sweep for Dallas. The first time we had a clean sweep in quite some time.
Yeah.
Now, Steelers Giants.
Onto the Monday night doubleheader in New York.
Steelers. May as well get that out of the way for me.
Well, I mean, we knew that one.
Jamie.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants.
I think Daniel Jones is going to surprise some people. I think Justin was spot on over there.
Roethlisberger, 3 touchdowns.
Did
boys.
You see Roethlisberger's quote?
Nope.
He is nervous heading into week one because he hasn't played in forever.
He'll be fine.
Should be.
Couple
he's
beers.
And he's light.
He's older than me, and I feel like shit when I get up in the morning. So.
Couple beers, he'll be good to go.
He'll put a walking boot on and be fine.
He'll be good to go. Titans, Broncos, Jamie.
That's the finale. In Denver, Titans are 2-point favorites right now. I'm going with Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm taking Tennessee, too. Derrick Henry in that mountain there.
And a clean sweep for the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry with 2 touchdowns picking that. Now, I love making random bold predictions. Don't know why.
I'm curious to see. I mean, we're different enough in our picks across the board than one person's going to run away with this week, I think.
There's a good mix, that's for sure.
Right here. It's all saved, all noted until week two, and that has been our picks. You can pause, rewind, and listen and base our picks on your pro line because we are good at what we do, we think. Anyways, Jamie, Justin, Dave, SportsCenter Bar and Grill, we went a little bit way longer, if you will, with football. But it's our first in the pocket back. We had a lot to discuss. We went to different topics at the beginning. We're still going to talk NHL, NBA, and MLB. And we're either going to cram it all in one topic or two. And it's going to be shorter topics for both of those, as obviously those games are still going on. And they're really obviously games that we aren't getting too much analysis with, because sometimes by the time you hear this recording, it might be past that. Just to keep the content updated and relatable, we are just going to keep it as genuine as possible. So we're going to take a break. We're going to hear a couple commercials, you know, maybe one, maybe two. And when we come back, we'll get into the other sports we haven't touched yet, NHL, MLB, and the NBA. Dave, Jamie, Justin, Inside Sports Center for the Game Sports Show, powered by GEM. Don't go anywhere.
The Game Sports Show and Game Entertainment Media want to give a quick stick tap to livingsisu.com. Sisu is a Finnish word for determination, tenacity, and resiliency. Livingsisu.com wants to activate your lifestyle by offering discounts and exclusive offers from your favorite sports brands. Sign up is free at livingsisu.com, where you will earn instant offers that will help you save on sports tools, products, supplements, and so much more. Be sure to check it all out at livingsisu.com.
Welcome back to the Game Sports Show. Dave McKeag, Justin Heichel, Jimmy Antonello, the Game Entertainment and Media inside Sports Center Bar and Grill. And you're going to hear a lot of the Game Entertainment and Media and GEM. If you have any issues or questions with that, let me know and I will direct you on the right path, if you will. We have a sports content to get to. We've already talked our In the Pocket segment with the NFL. It was obviously prolonged. Hopefully you enjoyed all that exclusive NFL content. Obviously, since I mentioned at the beginning, our content is going to be sporadic, dependent on show uploads. So you're going to get a lot of that where one show will just be based on football or might be everything combined. Where tonight, though, you get the luxury of having everything combined because this is our only sports show this week. So we're going to jump into the NHL, NBA, and MLB all in one shot here. I know I mentioned before break it might be split up into two different parts. No, I've been told by producers that we should keep it all in one, so we are going to keep it in one here and get to everything that we can, hopefully with the next 15 minutes to 20 minutes tops or so. So to get into first, let's go NBA. Here inside Sports Center tonight, the Raptors forced a game 7. Obviously, we're not going to dive into too much of this, Jamie, because by the time people hear the show, it might be game 7 might have already passed for some whatever reason might have been. So we were not going to dive into too much. The SportsCenter's atmosphere was fantastic. So the one thing that I'm going to say with this is if you have to watch a basketball game, get your ass to SportsCenter if you're in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. If you're out of town listening from Southern Ontario, Southern Michigan, Quebec, if you're listening from Europe, which I know we have listeners from, you know, just make sure you tune in via your streaming availabilities because the Raptors games was exciting to watch, especially today with Game 6. And I feel Game 7 will be the same way. Now, it remains to be seen what will happen. But overall, what I want to talk about the NBA, fellas, is the Bucks and Heat. That's where I want to go, if you do not mind, Jamie. And if you want to do a quick point on the Raptors, definitely go that way. The Miami Heat got a little hot, if you will, in the Bucks and burnt them.
Bye, Giannis.
Yeah. It's, those memes going around this week say maybe Giannis is a Pippen.
That was one of my favorite threads of the week, by the way.
Like, that's, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you're pretty. I don't know.
I like my threads.
Pippen's responses were the best, though. Like, with the – I mean, he took shots right back because Giannis was MVP, potentially going to win MVP again. Scottie never did that. He's very different players.
Yeah,
but he might be waiting for his Jordan.
I mean, the Bucks kind of fucked him.
Who's his Jordan? Pascal Siakam? Is Pascal Siakam
his Jordan? A lot of people are saying
that,
but I don't know if Pascal's a number one guy either.
Giannis is a number one guy. Pascal Siakam is a Scottie Pippen. Giannis is an MJ.
See, I think Pascal and Kyle are an unbelievable duo.
Because the chemistry's there.
Well, the chemistry's
Kyle's not going to be there
and
forever.
And they've been there for, well, okay, so you got Fred and Norm that are going to step up, and there's not a lot of drop-off.
Fred's a free agent.
I know, like, but you got to sign guys.
Yeah, I think Fred might walk because of money.
Well, you got to keep Fred or Kyle. If you lose, both of those guys were fucked.
Kyle's
by Raptors fans.
Right.
He got extended.
But here's the thing with Giannis.
You're not going to extend him past that, I don't think, unless it's hometown.
Right.
here's the thing with Giannis. A lot of rumors
right now.
A lot of rumors that the Raptors and Heat are the two front runners, right? Miami's got the swag, the money, all that. The Raptors were a team that wanted Giannis from day one when he got drafted. Look at those previous articles. Masai Ujiri.
The Messiah.
He wanted to get Giannis since day fucking one at the draft when he got drafted 15th overall.
Well, Masai has built himself some breathing room beyond belief now.
Oh, and how he doesn't have a contract? Maybe we should be never mind talking about game results.
We've talked about this the whole last year.
Give the guy whatever the fucking blank check he wants. I've swore a lot already in the last minute because it upsets me with Masai Ujiri about how the guy doesn't have a contract.
What's to say that it's not there though, and they just don't want to announce
it? That's the thing.
It
could be
there.
2020
is not a great
MLSC, man. They love their publicity. They love getting the headline of news.
Especially in the NBA where Toronto is always an afterthought.
But the main thing is what we're talking about is Giannis got released. Not yet. But we got eliminated.
He's a free agent, yeah.
Eliminated, sorry. From
still
the
got
Heat.
A year, yeah.
Jimmy Butler went off.
Man.
Jimmy had a series. I'm not going to lie, though. I think it's a little bit of karma. Like, Giannis in the first round, like, when they were up 20 and he dunked in, like, game four, dunked and celebrated like he won the championship. It was like, it's karma, man. You don't do that shit.
Yeah, karma's a bitch.
You know what? Like Jimmy Butler, though, man.
Oh, my
God.
His hair was spiked. It was fucking on fire. It was good to go.
Like a pack of wild fucking dogs, man.
Yeah.
That's like an interesting team, man.
They come out looking for blood.
Yeah. The Heat were a different animal. They were literally looked like the Bucks of last year or even the Raptors of last year. That's how good the Heat looked in that series. And now Giannis is saying, okay, give me some support or I'm out.
Well, his support is old or hot and cold. Like, that's what it is.
A lot of players don't want to go to Milwaukee. A lot of players don't want to play.
It's a terrible
Milwaukee
basketball market. Like, I don't blame him. It's the only place worse is Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. But the Raptors overall, they, as we mentioned, we're not going to dive into a Game 7 thing. They got the Celtics. Celtics are a good basketball team, man. Good basketball team. Yeah. And the Raptors this year have some free agent questions to answer, but they have money. We know this. They're not a poor market. People think that the Raptors are a smaller market. They're not a small. When I hear some experts say that, and I can't get some names, it's not Smith, it's not any of those key names. The Raptors don't get the respect they freaking deserve. Win or lose a series with the Celtics, win or lose the next series if they make it against the Heat, or win or lose the next series against Denver, the Clippers, the Lakers, or whatever the heck it is. This team deserves respect, and that's where I get pissed off at with some of the American analysts and ones that work with our sister stations of ESPN.
And it's been better this year. In no small
0.5% maybe.
Right, but in no small part because they won the championship last year.
You know what, though? There's certain guys that speak out and talk about the Raptors, and really those are the only opinions that matter.
Honest to God, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of guys, and you can be offended that, you know, they're running their mouths and talking, but most of, like, 99% of the stuff that's coming out of their mouths, and I think we're all talking about the same personality here, is absolute bullshit garbage.
Complete garbage, yeah.
Like, all he's doing is stirring the pot. All he does.
And he thrives on that.
Yeah, and that's all he does. He just gets put out there to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather listen to Barkley and Kenny Smith.
I love listening to the TNT crew.
I would rather listen to them or Kendrick Perkins. I'll listen to Kendrick Perkins all day. You know what I mean?
Shaq. I love Shaq.
But that's the TNT crew. Yeah, they're great.
But then you get other
guys. I know we got our,
You get other guys, though. And
we got
just
our sponsorships, but
they don't add anything. You're just stirring the pot. All you're doing is adding more nonsense to the whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever is nonsense already.
Yep. See, and we won't dive into too much about the NBA stuff further, but overall, you have predictions about Giannis. Is it realistic it goes to the Raptors then, now that we're...
We're going to have to see what happens in, like, this upcoming offseason for Toronto. Like, who moves, and if Masai makes some room and some potential, like, one-year deals maybe, so that he thinks guys can leave. And
well, we got no centers now either.
Well, that's the thing.
After this year.
Mark has nothing.
Gasol's gone. Serge is gone.
Yeah.
You got no big man.
So you got to survive for a year before you can get, because Giannis has 1 year left in his deal, right? So you got to survive for a year if you're going to do that, and you got to have a guy to back him up.
You got to trade someone for him now.
That's the thing.
Or bring back Mark and Serge for a year.
I think you can bring back, well, it's not unrealistic. I think you could do both. It's going to be tough to do both and Fred. That's what's going to be tough.
I just think there's some better younger.
Or just sign
for
and win
center
another.
Wise, yeah. Mark has not had as good a year as he did last. I'll say that.
Age catches up to you.
Serge has
overall
been phenomenal.
The NBA playoffs overall have been well in Disneyland. for the Bubba
Wide World of Sports,
well.
Man. ESPN, we could talk about them.
Yeah.
ESPN's Wild World of Sports. That's where they're playing.
Honestly. I mean, it is impressive that they pulled that all off in Florida.
Like the worst state you could have picked. But it's perfect. Like,
yep.
Like
the fans watch, it's creepy as hell. Little Wayne gets into it. It's hilarious with the high-fiving fans.
Yeah. Did you see the one guy just ripping bongs there a couple
hilarious.
Weeks ago?
It's so funny.
Like he's just sitting there, and all of a sudden the camera pans by, and the guy's just sitting there, and just big cloud of smoke.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so good.
Love that.
Yeah.
See, NBA, been very exciting. We'll see what happens going forward with particular teams, especially the offseason. Giannis getting swept by the Heat. Yeah, things still happen in the playoffs. We'll get
into
a full.
And we're on, and in the West, I mean, we're heading towards an LA final.
As we fucking figured.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Clippers and
Lakers. Murray, though, Canadian boy. Canadian, no big deal. Good.
Clippers and Lakers are both up 2-1. Clippers are on right now. They're leading.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, Murray's had a hell of a fucking playoffs.
It's up by 10, and it's not even close.
Good to see a playoff run by Murray like that, though. And honestly, the LA conference finals, what we predicted. I would love to see a Raptors Clippers finals, just to see the Raptors beat Kawhi Leonard.
After Kawhi, yeah.
Oh my God, give me that.
Be interesting.
Give me that all day. Give me a 2020 topped off by a repeat by the Raptors.
I don't think the Clippers got what it takes to go all the way, though.
I don't know, man.
We'll see.
LA, the Lakers look pretty good.
Yeah. Jumping ship.
LeBron is determined right now.
Jumping ship. Leave your comments below about what you think about the NBA going the rest of the way. We'll get into a more dissection of the NBA playoffs as it gets to the next rounds in our next news show. Let's go MLB first because we're going to get into it quickly before we go to NHL. Myself and Justin will jump into this couple minutes with this. NHL for a couple minutes, and we'll wrap up the show here because we went our overtime, obviously given sore with our In the Pocket segment. Rightfully so is actually what I should say. Justin, you start.
Well, I read an interesting article today. I guess the Yankees players were accusing the Blue Jays of
How's the field be behind the Blue Jays
having
right now?
Having bad lighting at Salem Field, so they couldn't see. The other one, here's the best. Get this one. Get ready for this.
I'm ready.
They accused the Jays of stealing signals.
Oh, okay.
In a season where you can't have anyone in a stadium. So. Cardboard cutout of Blue Jays donut.
Hold on, let me. Like I'm laughing for two reasons.
We're checking scores right now.
I had pulled up the MLB, Justin. Before we continue with this topic with the Yankees, there's a game going on right now, and listeners are going to know what game I'm talking about. Just by the way I'm reacting.
Oh my God.
The Marlins and Braves are playing. Guess the score in the game.
I don't even want to.
Take a guess. At this current time, it's a bottom eighth. It's 11:16 p.m. Don't even say that. 11:16 p.m. Yes, we record late here at SportsCenter. Fun fact. Spoiler alert. What is the score currently in the bottom of the eighth inning?
Total combined score over under 25.
Over.
Guess the score.
It's over 35. I'll give you a clue.
Man, most of the guys in my DraftKings tonight are on the Padres.
It's 29-9 for Atlanta.
29?
They have 29 runs.
Fucking runs?
And it's not even the ninth inning yet.
Well, I'm losing on that DraftKings 100%.
We the reason why the pause.
They scored 11 in the second.
They're
at bat. They're at home. They have two more innings to hit.
9 RBIs by Adam Duvall at this current point. 6 by Freddie the Boy Freeman.
Oh yeah.
How many homers do we have? Count them up.
We don't even have that statistic here on Google. It's lost as hell. But we got a 29-9 game between the Braves and Marlins. But to answer your question about the Yankees, because obviously
stealing signals. I think the Braves stole some signals tonight.
You steal the signals, Yankees can fuck right off. Yankees. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of coverage with our sister stations with them, but I might get a couple complaints with saying that. But enough with the stealing sign bullshit, No one's there. No one's stealing shit, okay? They're monitored. They got masks on. They got shit. No, listen. You got beat by a better team that night. And Yankees, guess what's going on right now? The Blue Jays are ahead of you in the fucking standings.
Maybe you shouldn't start J. Happ.
The Brewers won 19-0 today against the Tigers. I'll say that too.
Holy fuck.
But the Yankees did beat the Blue Jays 7-2 today. So, and that's September the 9th. So it's baseball. It's a weird year. It's 2020.
Well, I guess the Yankees were stealing signals then.
Yeah. Hey. Obviously,
you're going to accuse us. We'll accuse you.
Yeah, literally, stealing signals bullshit's got to stop, man. Get proof before you start. Like the Astros, there was proof there, yeah. Man. There's a lot of proof there.
Not everyone plays for the Astros.
No, my God.
Relax, boys.
And overall in baseball, it's been quite a season. I like watching it. This combined everything together in a month. All these young guns. I love seeing the Jays grow. Vlad, Biggio. The Jays got some good group of guys here. And seeing the scores.
There's hope. There's hope on the horizon for the Jays.
You know, they're going to be good. They're going to be better than what they were in 2015 because they're actually going to be all around, and they're going to have a team full of guys that have been together forever and a team trade deadline guys.
Look at the Raps, man. I mean, sure. Yeah,
that's how they're building it.
They added Kawhi and Danny Green, but, I mean, that's that core, and they're still rolling. So
29-9. If anyone in the right mind, if you can prove that you were going to predict a score over 35 in that game, prove it to me. I'll give you $100
cash.
The
odds would be like 50 to 1 on that.
I will give you $100 cash if you can prove to me that you said this game would be over 35 runs prior to the game.
Yeah, if you placed a bet, send a screenshot.
Yeah, please. I will give you $100 cash out of my own pocket, and I'll see if sponsors will chip in additional to that. Sorry, sponsors, three ran in the buster. I might get a call about that tonight,
yeah, you
too.
Might.
But overall, there's no way no one was picking that. And to say the team was going to win 19-0 today, 2020 is a great year. Jokes aside. Baseball, that's all really the baseball content we're going to provide too much. It's a little bit about the sign ceiling with the Yankees, just how the season's been. A lot of relief because you have the sports going on with the playoffs, NBA and NHL, but baseball's been a good sport to watch as well. It's obviously shitty not to see fans in there. It's shitty not being able to play it. But it's been great this year to see players at least out there to play, except the league has been a disaster.
It has. They're still going, though, like Justin said.
They're still going. They're hanging on by a thread, but they're fucking still going. It's probably my 50th swear of this second segment.
We've sworn a lot. Yeah, this particular show.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's our debut show back. It's going to be different going forward anyways with a lot of our shows. We're having fun with this one. Jamie, Justin, last topic, and we'll wrap everything up. NHL. While we sit here tonight, obviously Tampa Bay defeated the New York Islanders to go up 2-0 in the series.
Yep.
And people may listen to the show, and they might be up 3-0 or 4-0 or be a game 7 by the time you hear this, or it might be the Stanley Cup Finals by the time you listen to the show. But overall, I really think that the NHL season in the playoffs has been so exciting to watch. It's been great hockey to watch.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I think,
and they did it right. NHL did it right.
The NHL and the NBA did it right.
Yep.
I think the bubble method is proven. So moving forward, if COVID doesn't go away anytime soon or we get second or third wave, I mean, sure, the owners aren't going to love it, but we can at least get sports and the TV deals can stay. I think that my favorite thing is honestly just being able to go home at any time of day and turn on TSN or Sportsnet or whatever.
Yep.
We're in Canada, so sorry, in the States, it's going to be ESPN or whatever the hell other station you're watching. But
proud sponsor of the Game Sports Show.
Everything's on.
Yep.
I get to pick my sport and I can literally just put it on.
Off-season stuff, though, in the NHL. But no, we're not going to jump into, as I mentioned, a lot of like the news because playoffs still going on. We can give a reaction to what's going on, but then it's not relatable content. And that's one kind of thing that was brought to our attention on the show, was to ensure we brought forward more relatable content instead of outdated, where you talk about something that changes the next day. So people are wondering why we're not jumping into like night of actions, because right now we are not live. We're pre-recording. When we're live, then yes, you jump into right away content. But when you're pre-recording, you jump into things more of the newsworthy base. So, off-season NHL, this is going to be one of the best ones yet. And let me tell you why. The cap is going nowhere. Stay the same for 3 years. Toronto fans?
Yeah, there's an issue.
We got some problems. Okay. But we got Boy Genius at the helm. Let's hope. And I say we're because I'm taking my host hat off here. I'm a fan of Leaf fan. You got teams like Winnipeg Jets that might not be in a bad spot after Buffalo leaves, make some trades. Some teams that are not at that cap level are going to be able to make a splash. And for teams like Toronto that are in that cap realm, you got to really be smart. And Justin, since we've last talked, Toronto's already started making moves. Kapanen, that's a fantastic trade. Whatever Dubas did, whatever potion that he gave Rutherford, whatever spell whatever elder wand that he used on him to overcome Kilgrave tactic, the purple man, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm thinking he called him after 6:30 p.m. because Rutherford's 900 years old.
He literally was like, Kilgrave, knocked on Rutherford's door, you will let me in. Yes, I will let you in. Sat him down. You will trade me Hollander and a first-round pick for Kasperi Kapanen. No, yes, I will trade you a first-round pick for Kasperi Kapanen. Done. Signed the papers and walked out the door. Jimmy Rutherford woke up and said, was that all a fucking dream? Saw it on Barstool Sports and ESPN Sports and all the sports, TSN Sports content that you can get that he traded for Kasperi Kapanen for first-round pick and realized that, shit. But now Kapanen gets to play with Gino and Crosby.
Well, I thought Liljegren was originally included in the deal. And
what the hell?
Then I read it. I'm like, wait a minute.
I thought salary retention or Eric Johnson. Or, sorry, Eric Johnson. Jack Johnson. And I was like, oh, no. But now you're hearing rumors about Freddie.
No, like literally, like Jim Rutherford managed that worse than Jack Johnson's parents managed his finances.
And now you got Freddie Anderson getting rumored to go to Carolina, which if you're going to trade Freddie, I think you should trade him to the Western Conference. Get him out of the conference. Colorado comes to mind. Sure. Matt Murray, listen, we've talked about this 2 years ago, and I can bring up clips. We did say Matt Murray will be a Leaf one time in his lifetime, especially if Dubas is at the helm.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Sue Greyhound Maple Leafs. That's exactly what the Maple Leafs are.
Basically.
He's going to get his boys in there.
It's like an OHL All-Star team.
It's hilarious.
Honestly.
I mean, it's pretty good, though.
And Dubas is from the Sioux. We're not shooting you down, Dubas. Know your family, the ties with your family, everything. I'm just telling you right now that if you're going to trade Anderson, get that defenseman that we need. If you're going to trade for fucking Murray, make sure you don't overpay for it and don't pay more than you would have paid Anderson, because I think Anderson's better than Murray. But Campbell's a good backup. So if you have Campbell and Murray, you got a good situation.
Yeah, it's a solid duo.
The thing, though, is that statistically, Anderson probably, we know he's a better goalie. Murray's got big moment.
That's the
and
thing.
And potential. Young.
And he's got playoff prowess. He's proven himself.
He's done it.
Younger.
Younger.
There has to be a second.
And you need a defenseman. How are you going to get a defenseman? Now, free agency, you're not getting. People are like, yeah, get Alex Pietrangelo. Listen, Leaf fans, let me tell you this right now.
To get him, but
you are not getting Alex Pietrangelo. And let me tell you why. Let's pull up the salary cap.
There's no luxury tax in the NHL.
That's exactly it.
You might get Colton Parenko in a trade. You might get a trade for somebody.
We might be able to trade for Pietrangelo's jersey.
There it is.
You're not signing Alex Pietrangelo to an 8-year, 9.5.
Morgan Riley and Alex Pietrangelo can do a jersey swap. Yeah. That's
oh,
what
my God. 9.5 a year Pietrangelo's getting. Yeah, are you giving him 9.5?
You're not
affording that. Oh, my God. Listen, Leaf fans.
Well, and you're going to have to pay him more
back
to sign him. So.
Oh, God. Listen, unless he takes a pay cut, that doesn't happen. Sure. But moving on, Toronto, say quickly, excited to see what their offseason brings, some of the trades they've already done. There's more trades hopefully to come through. There's been a lot of rumors, a lot of teams involved. I think it's going to be a very active offseason. Needs to be a lot of crammed, right, because of the draft. Everything's crammed in a couple months, so it's going to be very busy.
Draft got bumped up too, eh? October 6th and 7th now.
So that's why we're going to have a lot of sport content to talk about. If locally doesn't go, lots of stuff to talk about, at least until Christmas time. But that's why we have a special edition uploads. We have a lot of content to provide. But Chicago, your Chicago Blackhawks, actually, Jamie, Corey Crawford. Don't know. I think moving on from Corey might be a good idea to start looking at that retooling phase, but maybe not because they defeated the Oilers in the first round of the play. So, like, maybe you don't do that.
I don't know. I think things are moving better. I mean, we had two down years, and then, I mean, we got enough young guys, and Corey's been playing marginally better.
It's tough to take what you saw in the bubble, though, as a.
It really is. You're right.
Yeah, like, if you were playing a 25-game season.
And Winnipeg is a team that would have beat Calgary. I'm sorry, Calgary fans.
Hey, I'll say
that
Chicago loves a shortened season. The half lockout year was one of the years we won the Cup. So
Winnipeg this year is a team
also
to watch
won 25-0 to start that season. So
Patrick Laine is on the block. Do you think he gets traded?
I think anyone.
29-9 final, by the way, for the Braves.
I think anyone's on the block, given the right offer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the NHL these days.
But what gets you Patrick Laine? What are you getting back for that? What can you get that upgrades you that if you're Winnipeg?
If you're Winnipeg?
I personally don't know that you're getting that much of a haul for him.
You know what you're doing? You're creating cap space. They know who Winnipeg can sign? Alex Pietrangelo.
Well, that would.
But he also has to want to go there.
That's the issue, yeah.
I think he wants to hit a Canadian market.
you could probably hit a not so awful one.
Weather-wise.
Yeah. Like
weather-wise.
I'm not saying.
Well, yeah. Well, Winnipeg's terrible.
Paul Murray's like, friend of the show.
No, like fan-wise, Winnipeg's got it nailed down. I just don't know. Like, they seem to have, and I mean, like, Paul Maurice has touched on this in interviews. Like, if you like it in Winnipeg, you like it. If you know, like,
wouldn't
when,
you? I'd
when
love
people
it
are
there.
Making fun of
awesome,
the Wi-Fi
man.
And stuff like that, he spit back at him. But I just, I don't know that you're going to get a guy out of one of these cushier NHL cities.
No.
And bring him to Winnipeg, unless you can really sell him on the program.
Well, that's the thing.
So.
But is this the year of overpayment or underpayment? You think players will compromise given COVID or fuck that? They're going to get what they want.
I think
look at Doughty. What's he make, 11?
I think
how can Pietrangelo not make $11 million?
I think a player would compromise going into the right situation.
Carlson, 9.5. How the hell doesn't Pietrangelo make at least 9.5? I know Carlson is actually better than Doughty. Sorry, he is. John Carlson is better than Drew Doughty.
How the fuck does Nathan MacKinnon make the same amount of money as William Nylander?
That's it. There's a big one right there.
And he'll take a pay cut to stay in Colorado to win a championship.
He
you know
loves
what that means?
Colorado.
That is a fucking guy with heart. That's called a real Crosby.
Yeah.
8.7.
Nova Scotia boy right here.
Crosby, 8.7. Every year he won't take an increase because he wants to build. Geno's makes more than Crosby. I'm sorry. Crosby's better than Malkin.
Yeah,
sorry.
8.7 isn't really much of a cut when Tim Hortons is probably paying you $50 million.
But when you're Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid's making 13, Justin.
So lead by example.
Is he?
Take five. Pull a Nathan MacKinnon, who's the only guy, as far as I'm concerned, who's got the kind of balls to do something like
he
that.
He does, you're right.
I mean, we're saying he's got balls, but I think he kind of just got fucked when he
signed his
contract.
He's arguably the best.
He got fucked, but he's rolling with it.
But you know what I mean? Like
he's honestly the best player in the league.
He's not pulling a holdout.
He's good, man.
Him, Crosby, McDavid, all those
guys. He wants
to
play hockey, and he wants to surround himself. So.
Because if he does that, then it shows that other guys can do that, i.e. the Toronto Maple Leafs situation, you know?
Where you're paying everybody on the team $10 million.
Matthews makes more than MacKinnon, makes more than Crosby, makes more than Dreisaitl.
How good? That's the nature of the
Tavares makes
every
more than
year.
Dreisaitl. Makes
how
more
good
than
was
Malkin.
The meme that Alex shared the other day, fucking Meg on Family Guy is Ron.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
And Austin
Matthews
say the mustache.
That was classic.
Overall, the contract inflation is not going to be as big as I think it was. I think you're not going to see players take as much, but they're going to take an amount that they want. But if they're going to want to get what they want, they're going to.
You're always
going to
have guys though that are going to have agents that are going to push.
Yeah, but then they're going to go to a team that's not strong.
Well, that's
yet.
The thing. But
like Detroit Red Wings, Arizona Coyotes.
There's some
Coyotes.
Agents that could care less because they want to push to get as much money because they get a percentage of the
and
deal.
And Pietrangelo has a cup.
Right, so.
So what the fuck do I need? Let's go to Florida and bankrupt Florida.
I mean, two cups is nice, though.
Let's go to San Jose. Fucking Carlson, Pietrangelo, let's bankrupt them. Fucking Brett Burns, Carlson, Pietrangelo, why not? It's okay, Wayne Simmons and Joe Thornton apparently is going to Toronto. Apparently Wayne Gretzky's coming out of retirement, too, at the same fucking place.
I don't understand the Joe Thornton thing.
I do.
That's weird.
You don't like it? I kind of do. It's because I have a soft spot.
I would
for Joe. Sue Graham, boy.
It, because the price is going to be probably more than Spezza.
1 million.
I will take Spezza.
1 million. 1 million for Joe. 1 million for Simmons. Take it or leave it. You want a cup? You want a chance of a cup?
Take,
here you
I
go.
I would take Simmons 100%.
Oh, Simmons is a perfect fit for that fourth line.
But I would
line.
Keep Spezza over bringing in
Joe
Thornton.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Overall, this offseason, you got Detroit, like, that didn't win the draft. Yeah, the Rangers that won the draft. People are asking me, are they going to trade the pick? Absolutely not. You're not trading Alexis Lafreniere, but if there is a team that would trade for it, it will be the Ottawa Senators. Ottawa has two top picks in the top five. They have good prospects in their system. You can go to the Rangers and be like, I'll give you this first this year, next year's first, and Logan Brown, and next year's second. How can the Rangers say no to that?
It's hard to say no to that.
Because Ottawa will be a top 10 team again next year, and Atu Rathi's up there next year, too.
Yeah, but what's to say Detroit couldn't go to them and say, we'll trade you this year's first and next year's first? Detroit's next year's first is going to be a lottery pick, anyways.
Yeah.
Yep. Or even a prospect. You
not as lucrative as what Ottawa would.
Why not Anthony Mantha? Yeah. Imagine a first and Anthony Mantha for that pick?
Yeah.
Not that, I think that's an overpayment. Well, maybe not. Maybe not an overpayment. Remember when they
traded? You got to pay a ton if you want the first overpayment.
Eric Lindros, when he went to Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Philip Forsberg. Here I go. Peter Forsberg was in that trade.
Yeah.
How'd that work? Great. Fantastic. I think if there's a trade.
Well, for a couple years, it was great for both. But
if you're New York, are you considering that trade?
No,
I am. I think I would explore a trade, to be honest.
If you're offered two current firsts in the top five, next year's first, a second the year after, and a decent
prospect,
player.
Like Logan Brown. I think Logan Brown's a good 6'6" center. I think Ottawa's the only team.
I'll say this, if you say no to that trade and it gets leaked, the details, then your fan base hates you.
Because yeah. then you know you
Unless
draft.
You're all hard on the
Yeah, no, Lafreniere. Though, because if you've got this guy in your system.
You know, you draft,
I will
you
say
have
that
a chance
the
to get.
The NBA and the NHL has kind of proven that when you got a number one pick that it's like a can't miss
guy. No, you could draft Byfield with that.
He's good. You almost can't miss him. So
you draft Byfield with that, then you draft Jamie Drysdale. You got your top offensive defenseman of the future in New York, and you got one of your top centers in Quentin Byfield, which you already have some good centers like Cheadle. You already have Zibanejad there. You have Panarin in there for a long time. And then, you know, you got your future built, and now you got a nucleus to build around. And Byfield's a good fucking prospect, man. Or Timmy Stutzel. Love him at that German freak. Stutzel's going to be sick, too.
But this guy could be the face.
He could be the face.
Is Panarin not the face?
No, because it was Hank.
Yeah.
And Hank's... I feel bad for Hank.
You know what I mean? Like, they have to have... I think the New York Rangers is one of those teams where you need a guy.
You need a guy.
Like a Hank or... a Jeter or...
What's New York, man? The market's like, tough.
So no chance trading the pick?
I don't think so. I think he's got a chance to kind
of... Does Ottawa pursue that? Or do they say, you know what? We want to keep these picks because we can still get some good players in deep draft.
I think Ottawa's dumb to kind of move on from those two because...
But don't they need a face?
Ottawa, but it doesn't
matter.
You
get two faces.
It doesn't matter in Ottawa. That doesn't...
They need to put a rink in the
Also, Ottawa is such a
spot.
The owner's burning you to the
that's
ground
the thing,
everything you do. So...
Yep.
I mean, Alfredson came back to the team who he was the face of from the beginning, essentially.
Yep.
Captain Alfie.
And then Numbnuts chased him out of town. He worked for the team for a year and said, fuck this.
They go to the Eastern Conference Finals and then get sandbagged.
I'm not working
the Cup Finals with Ray Emery. Lost to the Ducks in 06.
Well, I'm talking like 15.
07.
07.
Thank you. Let me get corrected before I get shot.
But more recently, they went to the East Finals.
That's right. When they Clark
and
MacArthur.
Then it was
guys.
Just a disaster following that. Like...
Carlson, they had a team.
Yeah.
They were the Jags.
They were the Jags.
They were the
that is 100% right. That is so perfect.
You can tell I'm with football experts.
Yeah.
This
well, because they had what the
they were
the Uber
overachieving.
Wild. Yeah. NBA, MLB, NHL, we touch a lot of topics. We're going to touch more, and as I mentioned in my beginning, that bear with us in terms of all this COVID going on, that we will have shows. We'll plug out shows. We'll be at SportsCenter. We'll be in our home office plugging out content. Special edition shows are still going to be every Tuesday. We have our Monday shows. We have all the content that we can provide. And as I mentioned, we're going to have more of a sporadic kind of content in terms of a Wednesday show to spread out that content as per your request. You want our shows to be a bit shorter, more to the point, also to keep relatable content, we will do so. So one show, we might have everything together like we've had tonight, but that's where you get an extra long edition like this is. Or you might just have football in one segment with me kind of in there, but Jamie and Justin quarterbacking with EJ. Or you might have a hockey show with myself, with Alex, with Scott and Brendan Brooks. Might have sporadic different uploads for your content and enjoyment as we embark into this path with the game entertainment and media with our podcast kind of demographic, as well as connecting and staying with the Game Sports Show. Obviously, a lot of big things to come here on the Game Sports Show. And this has been a great edition of the game, getting back, getting the boys back, having our meeting prior, having a couple pints, having some food, getting everything going, screwing EJ over from coming on once again. Sorry, brother, for coming on, for being a little bit late and delayed, but due to the Raptors going to overtime this specific evening, it caused a little bit of delays, but it's worth the wait, and we've had a great show overall here. And Jamie, thanks. And we do plan to be back here on Wednesday next week. That is our plan, because now that we're in the NFL
season, baby,
we do plan to make it weekly here at SportsCenter. Okay, make sure of that. And if there is a change, there won't be any announcement on social media. You just won't see us here. We'll just have the show uploaded just to make sure we're not too annoying with our content uploads with you. Jamie, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Justin, I will see you next week is our plan. And again, thanks for joining us here on the show here, my friend.
Hey, no problem.
Getting into year five and a half, six of the show.
I'm going on four.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. This is the biggest year yet for the show, boys.
Exciting things to come.
Yep. Especially when COVID lifts.
Sports are back!
Especially when COVID lifts.
Yeah.
Lots of things. My goodness, we're going to be busy here on the Game Sports Show in Gem, let me tell you. Very busy. It's been Dave McKay. I want to say thank you to you, the listeners, for being a part of this extended version of our post-COVID, our first post-COVID first show post-COVID
on location.
In person on location at Sports Center Bar and Grill. The Sioux's best sports bar. Delicious wings, 75-cent wings. Great service, and beautiful waitresses.
Easy, bud.
Missed that very much.
Yeah.
Justin's girlfriend's one of the waitresses, flat out to say.
Extra easy there, bud.
And
she'll kick his ass.
Yeah, that's true.
And any comments, please leave below. Reach out to me with any questions or concerns about our schedule. And I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their night. I hope everyone's enjoyed the content the game's been providing up to this point and will continue to bring to you. Listen to all those shows, the special edition shows.
Oh, phenomenal.
Not to toot my own horn, but what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
Well, I mean, you got good guests. I mean, you're a good interviewer and all, but there was great guests
nice
on there.
You.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I thought so.
Time management today was good, too, apparently.
I mean,
We did say at the beginning, and I did say at the introduction.
We've had NFL Week 1 or preseason shows that have been 3 hours long. So the fact that we're at an hour 45 right now is pretty good.
Yep. That's our Monday shows are 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Right. So we're great.
Yeah, we're actually in good shape.
Yeah.
As long as you do one of these a week, not two, like the listeners requested.
Yes.
Yes. 4 hours of content of us a week.
We'll be quicker moving forward.
Yeah, like, this was a together show. As I mentioned, there'll be different kind of segments going forward. Again, thank you very much. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to everyone a part of the Game Sports Show family. And again, I'm here to remind you, keep your stick on the ice, swing your bat, catch your touchdown, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Booyah.
You have been listening to the Game Sports Show, powered by GEM. This edition of the game was brought to you by Compass Imaging Group and Demansky Office Interiors. We would also like to thank our other sponsors and broadcasting partners, part of the Game Sports Show family. ESPN 1400, Northern Superior Brewing Company, Sports Center Bar and Grill, Living Sisu, North Shore Sports and Auto, and Thrush Creative Co. Yes, she's a 360.